Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so, you know, you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures mixed here today. Kind of a bizarre day. We changed our trajectory throughout the day. Corn was mostly higher, though, all day, up 3¾ cents in July at 353¼. December 15, up 2¾ at 369½. Dece 16, which is two crops out, up 3¾ at 395¼. So the entire curve is below $4. That's just a sign of the times of the past couple of years of high grain prices. It really cured high grains. So we're two crops out under $4. Beans lower on the day here, down about a penny in July at 9.26. That's 4 cents off the low. And then November beans did go down through $9. We went down to 8.98¼, but then closed above 9 at 9.01¾, only down 4¾. And then wheat futures teeter-tottered back and forth above and below. Unchanged today. We finished the day about unchanged in the Chicago wheat, July down a half at 487¼. And then Kansas City wheat closed negative, down 2½ cents in July at 509½. The main feature, as always this time of year, is weather. We've been begging for rain, and now and the wheat harvest can't get started until it stops.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Tomorrow morning we have the export sales report, delayed one day due to the Monday holiday. But corn sales estimated to be 550 to 750 for the old crop, 812 last week. A new crop looking for 100 to 300. Soybean sales, 150 to 300. Old crop, 100 to 300 new. Had pretty light sales last week, so maybe that'll rebound just a little bit with the lower price. And then all wheat sales, 1 to 300 metric tons. Now, the export market has been pretty sluggish for wheat, and that's one of the things that's been keeping it under pressure, and despite the rainfall we've seen over the last couple of weeks. At the end of the day today, we've had net sellers in the soybeans, 3,000 or 4,000 contracts there, but buying wheat futures and buying corn futures. So that was a little bit of the opposite after they've been short all these. To be buying the corn was a pretty good sign, even though it's on contract lows. There has been some end user corn buying here, and the guys that feed corn have been pretty good buyers here as the price has dropped off significantly. A lot of people thinking with so many things ahead of us with the crop, whether it be July and August, dry and hot weather, and other things, that there will be a pop. So they're taking advantage of the current drop in prices to forward contract or buy future needed corn.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In recapping the markets, June live cattle up 102 at 153.50. August up 132 at 152.75. August feeder cattle up 352 and 224.95. September up 307 at 223.25. June lean hogs 82 higher at 84.60. July up 130 at 84.62. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat down 1¾ at 5.10¼. December down 3/4 at 5.37¼. July Chicago wheat a penny higher at 4.88¾. December up 2¾ at 5.09½. July corn 4 higher at 3.53½. December up 3¼ at 3.70. July soybeans down 1 at 9.26 and November down 4½ at 9.02. July cotton up 128 at 64.33. December up 103 at 65.06. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.